CBS Eye on the World, I'm John Batchelor. COVID-19, the variant known as Omicron, Omicron BA1, Omicron BA2. There's indication that BA2 is highly transmissible and may explain the shutdowns in China, may explain, in fact, the high positive rate we're watching record in Europe and America. Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang, is with me, and we're very pleased to bring our expert on what we're witnessing now in process, because papers are still being published about these different iterations and their vaccines to prevent. Sean Lin, former lab director of the viral disease branch of the Walter Reed Army Institute of Research. Sean, a very good evening to you. As I understand it, Omicron BA2 is highly transmissible, more so than Omicron BA1, much more so than the Delta or the Alpha variant of 21 yes. and 20. However, the question is it something that the boosters, that the Pfizer and Moderna and similar shots are preventing hospitalization and death as a consequence? Is that in the literature? And why do we see the concern in China where they have Sinovac and Sinopharm? I'm putting up a lot of balls in the air, Sean, for you. Good evening to you.
Okay. Good evening, John. Good evening, Gordon. So, yes, definitely the Pfizer vaccine and Moderna vaccine booster shots have improved the immunities against Omicron's variants. And the vaccine effectiveness have been shown several reports, both from the United Kingdom, from Israel, from the United States, to see the improved protection by the vaccine booster shot. But one concern is that the vaccine's effectiveness are waning faster than previous second dose vaccines against the Deltas. And so primary evidence showing that even about 2 months, 3 months, the booster shot effect dropped dramatically. And New York State even have a report last month indicating in some populations, the vaccine effectiveness actually dropped even just 1.5 months. It dropped pretty low. So I think the biggest issue is that the BA.2 subvariants is highly transmissible. It's about 40% more transmissible than original Omicron variants. And a lot of the senior people actually got infected, and they tend to have more other disease. So comorbidities issues is actually one of the biggest headache. And so you also see this in many countries, also in Hong Kong. So many senior people got sick and died because of the variants. So the vaccine protection against these population, these high-risk populations become a big issue.
Sinovac and Sinopharm, those are the two vaccines that I read are used in China. Are they effective against Omicron B2?
So for Sinovac and Sinopharm, actually from the beginning when they had a clinical trial, even phase 3 clinical trial data did not show they have enough populations in the senior populations to be involved in clinical trial. So both vaccines, Sinovac and Sinopharm, even though they are recommended by WHO, but it doesn't have enough data to prove that it's effective for senior people. And that's why the WHO's expert group actually evaluate the data from these two companies regarding senior population are mid or low confidence rate. So, and so Chinese government, even though they boosted, they have inoculated more than 3 billion doses to the populations, but the government have not published any data regarding about its effectiveness, especially to the high-risk populations, to senior people. So we have no idea about these vaccines' effectiveness in the senior people in China. And when this vaccine was pushed out to many other Southeast or South Asia countries, or developing countries, the Chinese government didn't have a follow-up study as well. It didn't do a good job like Israel's, right? So it didn't report any of the follow-up, and didn't report any real data in the real world of vaccinations. So we have no idea how effective the vaccine is. Cool. But if we look at the situation in Hong Kong, you can see many Hong Kong people take Sinovac vaccine, but the Omicron, the BA.2 variant, still have a strong breakthrough. So I doubt it has effectiveness against these strong variants.
Gordon, 2 years into the pandemic, we do not have data from China. You have a question for Sean. We have 2 minutes.
Sean, my sense is that China really doesn't have a defense against Omicron, despite high vaccination rates. And that's why we're seeing this disease jump from province to province and city to city. Your comments?
Definitely, I don't think Chinese government can rely on their own inactivated vaccine to protect the population against this BA.2 variant. The majority of the inoculation of vaccines was pushed out by the government earlier last year. So a lot of people already had the vaccine more than half a year. And so the vaccine effective, even if there was some effectiveness, it probably already went to a very, very low level, very low protection. And so I don't think it will work for the population right now to rely on the vaccine effectiveness to prevent. And governments are actually recently in Shanghai announced they may be open to import MI vaccine from the United States. So they realize that China's vaccine doesn't work for Omicrons. And so now probably they have to think about importing outside vaccines.
Sean, if I understand correctly, then China is vulnerable to Omicron BA2 as if it was the beginning of a new pandemic. They prevented Alpha in 20 with their Sinovac, Sinopharm for some people, especially the elderly. They prevented Delta for some people in 21. But here in 22, they do not have a prevention from BA2. Is that all correct, Sean?
Pretty much. And because the Chinese government's rely on their zero COVID policies, and they did not have enough other tools to deal with the virus. So when the highly transmissible BA2 spread out in China, spread out very fast. And so I don't think they have other tools. So pretty much, I think the whole population is vulnerable to this BA.2, and the government started using more and more extreme measures to deal with the disease outbreak control. And they did not care about the secondary human disasters. And that's why so many people are being starving to death. And with, you know, weeks of isolations without enough food supporting them. And many other people actually probably will have a rebellion situations in different communities. We saw many social media reports talking about that. So I think the Chinese government facing a dilemma. A very hard tactic zero COVID policy versus a more scientific, practical way to deal with the virus. And you see the Western world more or less used open policies because the BA.2 variant did not cause severe disease in the majority of populations. So people, even though they may get infected, but they may develop natural immunity, can actually help protect the population. But the Chinese government still stick to the old zero COVID policy. So actually, they have to use more and more extreme measures. Right. So I think it would take the societies to a very, very vulnerable situation.
Sean Lin, former lab director, viral disease branch of the Walter Reed Army Institute. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.